Hello.
Thank you for calling
Hello.
customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
What is this?
Customer support. Did you leave your number for us to give you a call back?
Yeah, but on Facebook they had this
Okay, ma'am, before you get
kitchen.
any further, can I please have
Oh.
your zip code to further assist you?
Okay, my zip code is 34953.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. May I have your first and last name?
Nora Malloy.
You said the zip code is 34953.
What did you say?
And you said the
Area
zip code
code?
is 34. You said the zip code is 34953.
Yes.
You said your name is Nora Marlowe Morley.
Malloy.
I'm
Nobody ever
sorry.
gets that right.
Okay, fine.
It's
Can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
okay. 3586 Southwest Riviera Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I pull up your account. Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Yes, on the Facebook, I saw that they were giving away a KitchenAid mixer, and it said that I won, and I went through the thing with the card and everything, and it was supposed to be $2.95. And then I noticed that they took out $7.95. I wonder, am I getting scammed, or is it true that I'm going to get this mixer?
Okay, ma'am, you ordered it on November 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, it says here that it was actually shipped today. I'm gonna track it for you, and after that, I would provide you with the tracking number so you can track it.
Oh, okay. Let me get a pencil and paper. I just didn't know. There's so many scams out there. You wonder.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
a woman that's living on Social Security and
Yes,
every
ma'am.
penny counts.
But it says here it has nothing, it has no data, but it does have a tracking number. It just doesn't tell me where it's at, when it's leaving, and the expected delivery right now. But if you track it later in the week or sometime tomorrow, it should have all the updates.
Okay.
Are you ready for that tracking number?
Yes.
Okay. It's 940
940
011
011
Okay, hold on, I got a little mixed up. 9400111.
110 843 843. Jesus, it's a long number.
Yes.
5055 1955 7 7 1 7 1 2 7 2 7
Yes, ma'am. It will be delivered by the United States Postal Service. So that's the mail truck. I guess the number just keep going on and on. A lot of people order.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's the KitchenAid.
That is for the No. That's for the Wi-Fi booster you pay shipping and handling on for $7.45 on November 19th. I see
I
that you
order that. I didn't order that. I ordered a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am. I see that too on here, but it also said on the same day. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I was not looking at the year that said 2021. I'm so sorry. That is not the right one. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I gave you the wrong one from last year or 2021. I'm sorry, ma'am. I was not looking at the date. I'm so sorry. But your kitchen mixer. Okay, let me see. You ordered that on... Okay, ma'am. It says your... Well, okay, yes, I see it's right here.
I ordered it the other day, not yesterday, the day before.
Okay, yes, I see here November 19th. You ordered it. It has not been shipped yet.
But,
it has not been shipped. You can call back. You can call us back at a later day and see if it's been shipped, and they can provide you with the tracking number.
But they have that down on the paper that I did. When that?
Yes, you pay shipping and handling for it, which was $7.95. So you should receive it. Right now, like I said, it has not been shipped, so I can't provide you with a tracking number because any package that has not been shipped doesn't have a tracking number. But you can call us later on through the week or sometime next week when you think it might have been shipped. And they can pull your account up like I did, and they can tell you if it's shipped, and you can also ask for a tracking number.
Do you think they would know something tomorrow? Well, because Thursday is Thanksgiving.
I think the United States Postal Service or any UPS, I think they're 24 hours, like the police stations and fire departments. I don't think they never close, but I'm not sure. You ordered it the 19th. Was that Saturday? Yes, that was Saturday. So you probably have to give it time to process and for them to ship it.
Yeah, the 19th is Saturday. Today is Tuesday, 22nd. So if I call tomorrow, you think you know something?
There's a possibility. I'm not sure. I can't give you a yes or no answer. But you can if you like, just to make sure.
And what is your, can I ask for you?
I don't think so. This is a customer support. So you might get someone else in the call center, another agent.
Right.
And I'm so sorry about the mix up. I was not looking at the date. All I saw was November 19th. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so those numbers don't count.
Yes, ma'am. Those numbers
throw
don't
that count. Away.
Yes, ma'am. And I didn't know if it had been delivered or not because that's been over a year ago. And after a certain amount of time, it just doesn't show us
anything. I got that. That's why I'm so – I didn't order that again.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can just call back at another date and see if you can get that tracking number for that item.
Okay. I appreciate all your help.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm just hoping that I get that mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
Christmas is coming up, mm-hmm. and I need it.
But thank you for calling customer support. Have a
and
great holiday.
Thank you for your help. And you have a blessed, safe day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.